So if you could wave a magic wand, would you start a trial looking at chemo, trastuzumab, Avastin now, or would you want to wait to see more data personally?
Personally, I think we're ready to start. You know, there are two ways to approach it. One is to do a pilot phase two that's non-randomized in order to collect your safety data, and then do a powered phase three randomized trial based upon that safety data. A more expeditious approach, however, in terms of getting the answer quickly so that if the drug is efficacious, to get it to patients sooner, would be to start a randomized phase three trial with an early stopping rule. And that's just in terms of time, it's much more efficient to get your data in quickly that way. If there is a positive efficacy signal, the drug will be approved that much faster and available for patients who need it.
You mentioned that bevacizumab is, quote, anti-angiogenic therapy. We know it's, you know, against the VEGF receptor, but there's been debate about actually how it's working. It seems like it works better when chemotherapy is on board. What are your thoughts right now about how it works?
Well, there is this interesting hypothesis that has been advanced by Rakesh Jain and his colleagues at Harvard, suggesting that maybe vascular normalization is one mode of action of Avastin. Remember that VEGF, when it was originally purified in the laboratory, was actually called the vascular permeability factor because it causes leakiness of the capillaries. And what this can lead to is an increase in interstitial fluid pressure inside growing solid tumors. And this high pressure in the tumor may actually inhibit the delivery of therapeutic drugs like chemotherapy or other antibodies, for example. So one mechanism of action of Avastin, which has been proposed, is this vascular normalization where Avastin, by blocking VEGF, blocks this permeability and reduces the fluid pressure. In fact, in colorectal cancer, there's a nice paper by Willett and colleagues, again from the same group in Boston, looking at actual pressure measurements of rectal cancers before and after Avastin treatment, and the pressure goes down. There's also some preclinical data in xenografts looking at CPT-11 showing, or SN38 is whatever the model may be, showing that you can actually increase the delivery of that particular chemotherapeutic into xenografts with prior treatment with Avastin first. We've done some labeling studies with labeled Herceptin, and these are positron emission tomography labels, so we can do PET scanning and xenografts. And in at least some pilot studies, it looks like we may be seeing the same thing with Herceptin. If you pre-treat xenografts with Avastin first, you may actually be able to facilitate the delivery of Herceptin into the tumor microenvironment. But it takes several days for this effect to emerge. And, you know, how important that is for the overall mechanism of action of Avastin, I think, is still very, very controversial. I'm not ready to say that this is the mechanism. But it's a very interesting concept, and it certainly merits further exploration in the laboratory.